This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 9 and 10, covering Wisdom's House, Lady Folly, Memory of the Righteous, Love Covers All Offenses, and The Path to Life. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy and hear us.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
A reading from 2 Timothy chapter 4.
As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychius I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me. All deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Some of the greatest struggles all of us as Christians wrestle with daily are the love of money and the affections of this world. This is why advertisers bomb your computer screen, bomb your personal phone, and why TV commercials go on and on anytime you wish to watch a movie or perhaps a football game. They want to lure your mind away with the eye. Demas, once a faithful worker commended by St. Paul in the book of Colossians, is not mentioned positively today. He sadly deserted Paul. Demas was so intoxicated with worldly idolatry, greed, and covetousness that he failed to see how infected his heart and mind were by sin and the world. This is why St. Paul persuasively urged young Timothy in his first letter, fight the good fight. Wage war every day on your earthly passions because they threaten your faith and they press you down. St. Paul experienced how hard this war and battle is, receiving much persecution and bodily injury on his evangelistic tours. Review with me this. Alongside of Barnabas, outside the towns of Lystra and Derbe in ancient Asia Minor, he was literally dragged out of the city and stoned, thinking he was already dead. for proclaiming that Jesus was the Messiah. With Silas on another journey in Philippi, in northern Greece, St. Paul, a Roman citizen, was wrongly beaten and imprisoned. Why, you say? Because he had cast a demonic spirit out of a young woman, a slave woman. And the fortune tellers who owned her were losing a lot of money on her fortune telling by the power of the Delphic Oracle. However, even though he was wrongly placed in jail, God worked good out of it. Because while he was in jail with Silas, they were singing hymns. When an earthquake occurred, opening all the cells in the jail, and the jailer was about to commit suicide, not to be found losing any prisoners, when Paul and Silas said, "Stop, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved." That night, the jailer heard the gospel, and later that night, his whole family was baptized and came to faith. Knowing all that, we come now to 2 Timothy, near Paul's impending martyrdom in Rome. And this is why he says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Even though many others only meant evil to Paul, Paul held steadfast, knowing that Jesus Christ was the Savior of the world, the true God of heaven and earth. This is why many of you are here today. You want to proclaim Jesus Christ, or as verses just prior to this says, you want to preach the word, which is in our seminary logo, if you haven't noticed. In the Greek, keruxon ton logon, preach faithfully in every season, calling all people to repentance through the law and bringing the gospel for comfort and healing. However, to do that, we must learn to be sober-minded, on our toes. What led Demas to forsake Christ and desert Paul was drunkenness with this world. He loved the world too much. Demas, like Judas Iscariot, had a divided mind, loving money more than Jesus. All of us face these same internal temptations. And if I fail to resist the love of this world, then I'm faithless to my call God has given me in holy baptism. I may be unfaithful to my call as a spouse in holy marriage. I may be unfaithful to my call as a pastor in the holy ministry. To fight the good fight means we must train as if we are preparing to run a marathon. Can't believe this already, but about 40 years ago, I was a vicar at First Lutheran Church in Boston. And every year, the church let Lutheran runners know that they were welcome to come to church and they were welcome to the spaghetti supper the night before the race. And this year, there was an Iowa farmer who came to run the race. And so I took the time to talk to him before and after the race. And he explained to me that to prepare for a marathon takes many months. He must watch his diet, and he must stress his body with 13-mile runs twice a day. And then he must always fix his eyes on the goal and his best time. If the love of money or the pleasures of this world slow us down in our race, it distracts us from Christ and heaven. St. Paul had fought the good fight. He had finished the race. He had kept the faith. He knew he was not worthy of that crown of righteousness. No, it was only given to him by grace. He knew what path he was on when he was heading to the road to Damascus, when Jesus blinded him with the bright light, and then blinded him, and then Ananias baptized him and brought him to repentance and faith. Jesus used this once rebellious Pharisee and Roman citizen to proclaim Christ as the Savior of the world. When you watch a child that you know run in a track meet, what do you scream? Go! Sprint! Finish strong! Do not be discouraged in your race either. Your eternal King, who sprinted down from heaven to earth, all to defeat all of our greed, idolatry, and worldly passion through his marathon at the cross, stands by your side and mine every day. And the same one who sustained Paul in the attacks of evil worked out good for him. And that God is still with you every day. Hating this life and despising this world's pleasures is never easy. However, remember that you are a washed, baptized child of God, an heir of heaven, and a crown of righteousness and eternal life awaits you. Further, a great cloud of witnesses surround you, and faithful martyrs encourage you to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In his name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Thank you.
I cry to you, O Lord. Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
And uphold me with the Holy Spirit.
My mouth is filled with your praise.
And with your glory all day.
Every day I will bless you.
And praise your name forever and ever.
By awesome deeds you answer us with righteousness.
O God of our salvation, the hope of all the ends of the earth, and of the farthest seas.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. He redeems your life from the pit.
And crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Hear my prayer, O Lord.
Let my cry come to you.
Let us pray. O Lord, almighty and everlasting God, you have commanded us to pray and have promised to hear us. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may direct and govern our hearts in all things, that we may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession of your name. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, bless the schools of the church, all her colleges, universities, seminaries, and those who teach and work in them. Grant your wisdom in such measure that people may serve you honorably in church and state, and that our common life may be conformed to the ways of your truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you,
my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray
let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.